316 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 284X, American State Trials. The prosecution introduced witnesses who swore that the woman and Frank had gone into the woman's dressing room when no one was around. I branded a culmination of all lies when this woman was attacked. Frank had declared her to be a perfect lady with no shadow of suspicion against her. Well, Frank went back to the factory that afternoon after he had eaten his lunch, and he started in and made out the financial sheet. I don't reckon he could have done that if he had just committed a murder, particularly when the state says he was so nervous the next morning that he shook and trembled. Then the state says Frank wouldn't look at the corpse. But who said he didn't? Nobody. Why, Giesling and Black didn't swear to that. Now, gentlemen, I've about finished this chapter, and I know it's been long and hard on you, and I know it's been hard on me, too. I'm almost broken down. But it means a lot to that man over there. It means a lot to him, and don't forget that. This case has been made up of just two things, prejudice and perjury. I've never seen such malice, such personal hatred in all my life, and I don't think anyone ever has. The crime itself is dreadful, too horrible to talk about, and God grant that the murderer may be found out, and I think he has. I think we can point to Jim Connolly and say there is the man. But above all, gentlemen, let's follow the law in this matter. In circumstantial cases, you can't convict a man as long as there's any other possible theory for the crime of which he is accused, and you can't find Frank guilty if there's a chance that Connolly is the murderer. The state has nothing on which to base their case but Connolly, and we've shown Connolly to be a liar. Write your verdict of not guilty, and your consciences will give your approval. Mr. Rosser, for the prisoner. Mr. Rosser, gentlemen of the jury, all things come to an end. With the end of this case has almost come the end.